Sean MacArthur, you're head coach of the Timmins Majors U18, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to a tournament this weekend. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about the tournament?
Actually, it's not a tournament, it's league games. So, back in the summer, it came up with a, there's been over, 60 players that have come from the Moose Cree Nation that have played in the Great North Midget League. And some guys got on this behind the scenes and started putting something together for ourselves and Kappa's Casing Flyers to travel up the coast to Moose Knee and Moose Factory and play two league games. We have five players that are actually from the Moose Cree area that play on our team. So pretty exciting that this opportunity for the players to have, especially, those that are going back home. One of our players, Cadis Catapatic, still lives back there. I mean, he goes home for about a month and a half in the summer, but his mom and dad and his siblings are still there, and that's still his home, right? So pretty neat for him to be able to go back and be able to show his hometown what he's accomplished by coming and playing with the Timmins Majors organization.
Yeah, and getting there is going to be a bit of what we would often call a team building affair, because this is really neat. Tell me about that.
Yeah, So Friday morning, we'll be taking the train from Cochrane up to Moosonee. We're told it's about a 5-hour train ride. I haven't experienced it yet, so I'm myself looking forward to it. But yeah, so we'll, we've got the train going up on Friday morning. Both teams will be on it, as well as we got the commissioner of our league, Albert Cordini, is coming up to the game. It'll be a chance for these guys play hockey against each other, but off the ice they know each other well, especially with social media and stuff. It's not like when we grew up, Bob, we didn't know who was on the other teams. We just knew when we played them. So these guys know each other well off the ice as well, and I think it's gonna be a really neat experience for both teams to kind of experience the trip by train. Especially those who have never done it, and then the players that have done it, an opportunity to show their teammates what it's like to travel that train up to Moosonee, and I'm sure during the winter there's going to be some absolutely beautiful scenery, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, and I would bet that most of the players on your team have never even been on a train.
No, except for those that have gone up to Moose, right? So.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So I know we've had a really good talk about it. I've told the players to, it's not just about the hockey. It's about embracing the culture and everything that we're going to be doing up there over that time period. Friday night we're going to be running clinics. Kappa's Casing will be running four clinics in the Moosonee Arena. And we will be running clinics in the Moose Factory Arena, which is where the two games are actually going to be played.
Wow, that's incredible. Where are you guys staying when you're up there?
We're at the Super 8. So both teams, again, will be at the Super 8. An opportunity for both teams to get together and enjoy the off-ice experience as well, right? So it's a pretty busy schedule. Like I said, we get up there. We're going to arrive, just sometime around 2 o'clock on Friday. Get over to the Super 8, check in. They're going to have a big turkey dinner for us with the works at the hotel. Then we're going to load up and head over to the two arenas, Moosonee and Moose Factory, and run clinics from 5 till 9 p.m. that night. Get back to the hotel and get some sleep, because I'm sure it's going to be a long day. We're going to have to leave here around 6:30 in the morning, and with all the travel. So, then we'll get up, have some breakfast on Saturday. At 10 a.m., there's going to be a cultural demonstration. So wild meat and bannock on a stick. That's going to be pretty neat to experience for our players. We're also doing at noon a youth hockey panel at the Moose Factory Community Center, which is the arena. I believe it's called the Thomas Chichu Memorial Center. So, it'll give the young Cree hockey players an opportunity to talk to our players and the Trappist Gacing players about the different things that it took for these players to get to this level and what it takes, and they can do it too, right?
Yeah, for sure. What about the games themselves? When are they?
So the first game will be Saturday night, 7 p.m. We believe we're the home team on the first, so we're getting a home game. Each one of us will have a home game, and then the second game will be Sunday afternoon at noon, and then at 4 o'clock we're on the train. They got a private train for us to bring us back because there's never a train on a Sunday. So we got kids that still have exams to go on Monday and stuff like that. So we'll try to arrange some. We always do when we go on the road. We were just in Peterborough last weekend, and we always make sure we have study hall time for the players because it's important to make sure that they're keeping up with their education at the same time.
For sure. Is there anything else you want to tell me? Well, first of all, how do you guys stack up against Cap in the league?
Well, we've only played them once this year. We're sitting in third or fourth right now with some games in hand on second and third. We've gone through a lot of injuries this year. I haven't played a game with a full bench yet this year, and we're not going to this weekend either. We were just in Peterborough. We played with 12 skaters, so we're hoping to get two or three guys back for this weekend. We haven't played Caps since the first week of the regular season. We played them our home opener on a Wednesday night here, which was, every child matters game. We haven't seen them for a while. They're going through their same pains as we are, kind of with injuries this year as well. So I don't know what kind of a lineup they'll have, but we'll be doing video this week on them, and we'll be well prepared to know how they're going to play, and we'll be well prepared on how we're going to play. We just, like I said, came back from Peterborough where we tied the team that lost in overtime in the semifinals, and just had a really great effort from the guys. We were without our top three scorers this weekend, all out with injuries, and we got one guy back in our third game, but we had three real strong games down there where we competed with 12 and 13 players. Unfortunately, in our fourth game, it kind of got away from us. The legs were kind of gone when you play four games at that pace and with a short bench in a 36-hour period. So, we're really excited, and I think the boys are ready to put a good show on this weekend. The guys are excited to be back in their hometown and get to play, and none of them, if you ask them, thought that they would ever get to play. Like, we're making history here, kind of, right? Like, there's never been a game at this level played up there or higher. So I know around 20 years ago they tried to get an NOJHL game going up there, and it just kind of never materialized. So here we are 20 years later, and the Great North Midget League is going up to Moose Factory and playing some league games, which is cool. It's not exhibition. I mean, these are league games, and Kappa's casing right now is fighting for a playoff spot. These games mean a lot to them. We're trying to get back into that second place where we were a few weeks ago, and so these games mean a lot to us. So, we're hoping to get a great turnout in the community. 1,000 plus fans out, and put on a real good display of what UAT Triple A Hockey is like.